Well, welcome once again to Legacy Leadership Alliance. I'm Bishop Sean Cooper, and it is a blessing to be able to share with you here on Legacy Leadership Alliance. Of course, Legacy Leadership Alliance is a weekly podcast dedicated to emerging generations and thought leaders for legacy transference in the marketplace, educational systems, and religious institutions. Legacy Leadership Alliance 4 points are legacy, mentorship, PK Alliance, and pastoral infrastructure. Well, I am so excited once again here on Legacy Leadership Alliance to talk to my pastor friends, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you are a principal, whether you are a associate pastor dealing with leadership. I am excited about talking to you and sharing with you here on Legacy Leadership Alliance. Okay, we have been dealing with the reshape in leadership part 3. We've been talking about the reshape in part 1, part 2. And of course, we're dealing with the necessity of knowing how to engage, cover, strengthen the senior pastor. Why is it such a mandatory dynamic? Why is it necessary in this moment to have a better revelation and information and impartation and strategy in creating a culture to assist the senior pastor? Of course, we found out in part 1 and part 2, the reshaping leadership, we found out how important it is for the senior pastor to be strong. He or she to be strong mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, as well as financially. And the reason why it's necessary, because according to statistics, they're not doing well. They say, of course, statistics suggest that the senior pastors are overworked, underpaid, and unappreciated. As a result of them not being healthy, we find that there are pastors that are committing suicide, having nervous breakdowns, and literally tapping out and leaving their particular ministry responsibility and getting secular jobs. Because we are in this disruption, right? And I believe that there is a reshape. In other words, God is causing critical thinkers, leaders that are critical thinkers, that understand leadership alliance, right? That are critical thinkers. They are quick and they are decisive. In other words, they're smart, just like Aaron, Hur, and Joshua, right? That surrounded Moses, that created an effective alliance. They were critical, they were quick, and they were decisive. It's important for us to understand that the ultimate intended goal in the kingdom of God is for us to win the battle. And in order for us to win, we must do it in harmony and in unity. These particular leaders that I'm talking about, associate pastors, youth pastors, those that serve on boards, those that surround the leader, these people understand front stage ministry and backstage ministry. Of course, front stage ministry is just, you know, you're doing the operation of what it takes for the ministry to run. That's the front stage. But the backstage is the nuts and bolts. The backstage is looking under the hood. And I mean, you can have a beautiful car externally. I mean, the car could have, you know, brand new tires and a fresh coat of paint and look just beautiful when the sun hit it. But the real essence of the car is not the external, it's what's in the engine. And now it's time for us to take a look under the hood to make sure that we have longevity, because we have to prepare in this season for longevity as it relates to crisis. Moses, Hur, Joshua, and Aaron could not win the battle unless there was an alliance. Unless Aaron, Hur, and Joshua did their job and did it well. Remember, we talked about it last week that Moses held his hand up. His hand got tired. So Hur, right? Hur and Aaron got a rock, allowed Moses to sit on it, and they held his hand up. They were critical. They moved quickly, and they were decisive. This is what is necessary in this moment, in this critical moment that we're dealing with this great disruption. There is a political disruption. We have struggles with mask wearing, reopening plans. We hear about the vaccines, pastors having to deal with all of these political issues. I mean, we even have the effects of slavery and Jim Crow. We are revisiting the past with white supremacy and who you're going to vote for and whether we have government overreach or not. So there are a lot of things that's on the shepherd's plate that we as people that surround our leaders, I know you love your shepherd, have to understand that we have a responsibility to respond and respond, listen, critically, quickly, and decisively. Now, I'm getting ready to give you 8 points to engage and strengthen the senior pastor, okay? This is going to be 8 points of light to give you some type of strategies. But I do want to say, before I go into it, how much I appreciate you and know that majority of you guys, if not all, really do love your shepherd. You love your pastor, whether he or she, male or female. There is a genuine love, and I appreciate that. Because you have a open eye and a personal experience to the backstage, right, the backstage ministry. I mean, just like Moses, you know, the Bible speaks specifically, it is the illustration of the backstage ministry because we see Moses weak, physically exhausted. I mean, we see the backstage ministry with David, right? With Bathsheba. That's backstage. The Bible never hid the backstage of ministry. We have. And what I mean is that I believe that we're in such a critical moment in this reshape that God is pulling the cover off. That's why you see so many vulnerable leaders right now, because God is pulling the cover off of the weaknesses, not to with the intent to expose us, but to reveal to us where the weaknesses are so we could create a stronger substructure or a culture of strength. In other words, correct the problems, right? So God is reshaping how we think. God is revealing to us the weaknesses, and then he's reshaping us with new strategies and innovative thinking and creativity, right? So that this next stage of ministry, that front stage and backstage are legitimate, they're strong, and they're healthy financially, economically, spiritually, and emotionally. And the reason why it's necessary, because as we move into the next chapter in the future, we must prepare for crises that have longevity attached to it. I'm just thinking about myself and dealing with the backside, the backstage of ministry. It's very important that I be physically sound. When I mean physically sound, I mean eating right, making sure that I run, I exercise, I drop weight. This is some things that I've been working on, because if I am physically not in shape in this next season, I won't be able to sustain. Ministry will be unsustainable if you are physically not sound. I believe that this next chapter, and that's why this reshape is very important, this next chapter, there will be abundance of grace given to senior shepherds. In other words, God's going to change our taste buds and our appetites so that we can have longevity. He's going to begin to deal with us about our physical stamina. Come on. our cardio, our focus. And so all of these pillars of leadership, from your soul, health in your soul, mind, your spiritual life, your prayer life, your study habits, and your physical stamina, are all synonymous. It works together in this next chapter. So God is going to give us the grace that what we could not do, like we didn't have a desire. I hate running, but God is changing my taste buds. He's putting a desire in me for the next season, the next chapter, because I cannot go to this next level or move to the next chapter where I am physically, because this ministry is so hard that it's not sustainable unless you move to the next level. We call it dimension, you know how we use these words, but the next level of leadership. Okay, so let's go ahead and deal with these 8 points of light to engage and strengthen the senior pastor. So you that serve the senior pastor, this is the first thing that I would suggest to you that you do, just like Aaron, Hur, and Joshua. If you're going to strengthen your pastor and be a strength to them, number one, be prayerful. Pray for your leader. Now, I know that that sounds simplistic, but you will be amazed how many people that don't pray for their leader. Associate pastors, youth pastors, board members do not take time to intercede for their pastor. You know the scripture. We know Luke 18 and 1, men ought to always pray and not to faint, right? And we know the story about the widow woman went before the judge and because she had a case and he wouldn't hear her, but she kept coming and kept coming and kept coming and kept coming until it wearied him down. And he said, listen, I'm going to hear this woman because she wearies me. And then the scripture says, Jesus said, when I return, will I find that consistent prayer, right? In other words, prayer would be sporadic. It wouldn't be consistent. It is the consistency of prayer that helps strengthen leadership. Now, God moves when you pray, but he moves greater when the prayer is consistent. We pray because there is a need. And a lot of times we see the front stage of our leadership in dealing with our pastor. We see them smiling. They got the gang face on. But you didn't know that right before he or she mounted the pulpit, they were crying over something that happened last week that nobody know about within the congregation. Don't be deceived by the front stage. There have been many times, of course, Elder Morton, which is my armor bearer. I don't know how many times he walked up in my office that I was just dropping tears, or I was so sick I didn't think I was going to make it to the pulpit. And we prayed, and he encouraged me, and you know what I'm saying, man to man, not just man of God, but man to man. He is my Aaron. He is my Her. And I would get up there, wash my face, and preach. The cameras are on. Nobody knew. Nobody knew but Elder Morton. And when I go back and look at multiple times, man, and you that are senior leaders can identify to what I'm talking about, right? And I'm listen, people, we're talking about backstage ministry. Because those that look at me, or they're looking at me, on TV, they don't want to hear what I was going through 5 minutes ago. No, they don't want to hear that I was just crying, because they have needs and they have issues, and they're not coming to church to break out a violin for the senior pastor. No, man, you better mount that pulpit with valor, strength, anointing, and confidence. That's what they want to hear. That's what they want to see. And I understand that, because we must be poised under the pressure as leaders. But there's that humanity side. And each leader that surrounds the senior leader must be aware of the backstage ministry without your pastor, he or she, spilling their guts out and telling you, right, of what they're going through. You got to be tuned in. And one way you tune in and you make sure that you cover the bases is through the blanket of prayer. The consistency. I pray for Bishop Hooks every day. Some way, somehow, he comes in my mind at some point of the day. I'm interceding for him and his wife. And not only him, other leaders that have imparted in my life, Bishop Filkey, Pastor Jordana. I pray for DeWitt and Kim Jones that imparted the spirit of prayer and laid a strong pillar of prayer. Pray for your leader every day. Intercede for them, because the devil is doing everything he can to strip them, hinder them, undercut them, undermine them. But the power of prayer, let me tell you something. You don't have to know everything. But the Bible said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So that's the first point in the 8 points of light to engage and strengthen the senior leader is having a perpetual prayer life, praying for the leader. The second is be prepared. One way that you engage and strengthen the senior leaders is preparation. In other words, you be prepared. You know, the principle of preparation is really understanding what is in your power of influence. And in that power of influence, you recognize that it's important that it does not be neglected or gambled with. The way you strengthen and encourage your leader is do your job and do it well. Listen, you prevent multiple loads on your leader, right? You prevent stress. You'll be a preventer of conflict when you do your job and you do it well. Man, let me tell you something. There's nothing that blessed me. Well, you know, this is like the top five. Preparation is in the top five, okay? Man, when somebody say that they're going to type the letter and they do it well. When somebody say that they're going to do something in the church and they do it well. When I don't have to second guess or do a follow up, that ministers to me as a leader. I know if it ministers to me as a leader, it ministers to your leader. Because one of the problems that we have is that sometimes people break rank and they don't put real effort and excellence in the job description. So they operate in negligence, and operating in negligence with a slack hand results in missed moments and moments of blessing into the future. You see, Joshua, when he was down there fighting the Amalekites, Moses didn't have to worry about whether he was doing it well, because he understood Joshua's integrity, his love for God, and his commitment to his ministry. You understand? And so if you want to minister to your leader and really help them and encourage them, is make sure you are well prepared and you're executing what your assignment is, and you do it well to full capacity, you encourage, strengthen, and minister to your senior pastor. I'm telling you the truth. Be prepared. I remember when I was boxing and I was getting ready to fight for the golden gloves, man, I worked my behind off, right? You prepared. And so when I got in the match, of course, I won, knocked the guy out. And I celebrated. I got the trophy because I prepared. It's the same way in ministry. I've known people to put crazy effort on their secular job, but when you give them assignment in the church, it's sluggish, it's half-hearted. And I would scratch my head and I would say, is this not unto the Lord? The God that provides for the provider, the one that gives breath to the one that's punching the clock, and they value that secular boss and secular job over the kingdom of God? Senior leaders, think about this. Now, we're talking about backstage stuff, right? And most senior leaders have learned the art. It is an art of understanding those that labor among him. He knows that Sally has a great heart. She's going to type the letter, but she's going to miss the period. She's not going to put the commas there, right? The letter is completed, but the pastor knows that they got to get a secondary person to help finish what Mary or whatever has done. But it would be such a blessing if he or she just needed one person, Mary, to step up to another level of leadership, right? And don't put the burden on the pastor to do the follow-up or do the editing. You follow what I'm saying? One way you minister to your leader is be prepared. Now, I know that you love your pastor. You wouldn't be listening to me if you didn't. You would have just hit the stop button and tell Bishop Cooper, go kick rocks. I know you love him. But if there ever was a time that we needed you to be prepared in your job description and what God has assigned you to do it and do it well, with excellence, with heart. Make sure you don't pick it up and drop it, but you finish what you started. Because why it's so important is because we got 6 to 7 other pressures, right, that is on our table that need process and thought. And so it's very important that you be prepared to do your assignment and do it well, because it helps us to not be distracted by other stuff that ultimately zaps strength from us, okay? And let's do number 3, and this is our final. Be honorable. Now, I have 8 points. Next week, I'll pick up with the other 4, but here is number 3. Be honorable. Now, number 3 is very central, and I really want to spend some time with this honorable piece. So I may not finish, and we'll pick up with honor the following week. Now, honor is very important, because honor, if you want to really define it, it means to take someone and hold them in high esteem, not to worship them, right? But to hold them in high esteem. And the Bible says, it reminds me of Timothy 3, the 3rd chapter, where the scripture talks about, I think it's in that 5th verse, that in the last days people will have a form of godliness. Did you know that form deals with shape or structure, but lack the essential nature? Having a form is just shape and structure, which means that a leader could be serving the leader in the form of leadership, but yet they lack humility. In other words, I'll do the assignment, but I don't honor you. I have the form and the structure, but I lack the central nature of servanthood simply because I lack honor. And this is a day where honor is very essential and necessary. And of course, I want to talk about that on next week. I want you to bless somebody with this podcast. I want you to send it to someone. And of course, subscribe to Legacy Leadership Alliance. Send this to your staff, you that are pastor, and I think it will encourage them and inspire them. I love you. I know that you love your leaders. Stay on the wall. I'll see you next week. It is better to live by principle than to die by impulse. You go with God and be incredibly, incredibly, incredibly blessed.